It's a fight. Government agency pursues flashy billionaire. Flashy billionaire fights back. In one corner is the self-declared diva of distressed. Lynn Tilton was a former teen tennis player, a Wall Street banker, and distressed debt trader. She made her big money from the firm she founded to buy troubled companies. Even the name of her firm, Patriarch Partners, is in your face. In 2011, Tilton was poised to star in her own reality TV show. A preview shows her on her private plane visiting a troubled wood pulp mill in Bangor, Maine. The managers turn to camera and describe her first visit to the mill, 6-inch stilettos and all. Is this person for real? They remember thinking. The name of the reality show, The Diva of Distressed. In the other corner is a government agency, the Securities and Exchange Commission. This is the cop on the beat for investor protection, and it's a federal agency. In this fight, the SEC threw the first punch. At the end of March 2015, the agency brought an enforcement action against Tilton. It brought it before an administrative judge within the agency, rather than going to court. The allegation was that Tilton defrauded investors of $200 million. The details are complex, but we can get a sense of the basic allegation by thinking about how Tilton got the money to buy and support firms like the wood pulp mill in Maine. She ran a fund whose main assets were loans to these distressed companies. Tilton allegedly told fund investors that the fund was worth a particular amount. But according to the SEC, it was actually worth much less. The underlying loans weren't being repaid and were much riskier than they seemed. Tilton's extra $200 million came from fees based on the allegedly inflated amount. How did Tilton respond to the SEC? Not just with colorful quotes on TV, but also by lawyering up. She sued the SEC. Yes, she sued on April 1st, but it was no joke. She claimed that this and all SEC administrative proceedings violated the U.S. Constitution. Judges within the agency fell in the constitutional cracks. They were not judges in federal court, nor were they firmly in the executive branch because they were not properly supervised by the president. So, Tilton claimed, she had to be pursued in court or not at all. This case isn't just about a flashy billionaire throwing some punches in a tight corner. It also isn't only about the SEC and its power. School kids in the U.S. grow up learning about three branches of government: Congress, the president, and the courts. But this simple picture doesn't map easily to the administrative agencies that do much of the daily work of the government. So this case is about the power we give the administrative state. It is also about the sometimes awkward fit between getting things done that we value as a society, including preventing fraud, and the government structure embedded in the Constitution that we learned about in school. That is Tilton versus the SEC. And this is Verity Winship.